There's no secret formula for better service throughout the customer journey. But there is the all-new Service Hub from HubSpot. It makes it infinitely easier to scale customer support and increase retention. By bringing service and support together in one powerful platform, you can deliver the best experiences for your customers and your teams. Free up time for your reps to focus on complex issues with an AI-powered help desk. Proactively drive retention with customer health scores that help keep your business ahead, stopping churn in its tracks. And give your entire go-to-market team the data they need to operate as one unified, powerful front. Also, you can easily support, strengthen, and grow your customer base. Secrets out. HubSpot Service Hub is a game changer. Visit HubSpot.com/service to do more for your customers today.
Howdy, folks. It's Tuesday, January 3rd. Hope everyone had a nice new year. It's 2023. Gonna have to get used to saying that. If you're a millennial or Gen Z and you went home for the holidays, hope you enjoyed becoming a full-time IT consultant. Anyway, I'm Jacob Cohen, and you're listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're going to be talking about some interesting things happening around wage growth and inflationary psychology. We're also going to be discussing a cat that makes more money than you and how some pets earn more than most people. But before we get to all that, we've got a good news roundup for you. Here's what else is going on in the world of business and tech. Let's get crack-a-lack. All right, first things first, we've got a Stall of Duty coming up. Today will be the first pre-trial hearing between the FTC and Microsoft, and it'll kick off what could potentially be a long legal battle over the company's almost $70 billion Activision Blizzard takeover. Last month, the FTC sued Microsoft to block the acquisition from moving forward, citing, you know, harms to competition in the gaming space. Microsoft has signaled it's willing to make concessions, like committing to releasing future Call of Duty games on competing platforms for at least 10 years. Okay, moving along. A roundup within a news roundup of some Elon Musk, Twitter, and Tesla news. Twitter was sued for not paying $136,000 in rent for its San Francisco office space. In December, it was reported by the New York Times the company hadn't paid office rents in weeks. Also, Elon Musk is now the first person to ever lose $200 billion in net worth thanks to sagging Tesla shares, though he's still worth $137 billion, so not too terrible, right? Tesla delivered a little over 405,000 vehicles, representing strong growth but shy of analysts' estimates and internal goals. Tesla reported 40% growth in auto deliveries in all of 2022, delivering 1.3 million vehicles in total, which, while strong, was short of their 50% goal. All right, let's move along. We've also got some more TikTok banter, folks. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr told the Indian Daily Economic Times that a TikTok ban is the natural next step in our efforts to secure communication networks. The Chinese-owned app had more than 200 million users in India before it was banned there in 2020. Carr also said India has set an incredibly important precedent by banning TikTok and is a guide star for other countries in doing so. Carr's pretty blunt comments come amid a crackdown on TikTok that's just been picking up speed across the United States government. Several states and federal agencies have banned the app on government-owned devices, and bills to ban the app have been introduced at the federal level. Speaking of Chinese companies, per CNBC, Beijing has plans to build out a local virtual people industry worth more than $7 billion by 2025. Virtual influencers have gained traction recently, a lot of traction, and 45% of advertisers have considered sponsoring a virtual influencer's performance. If you can get a virtual influencer to build a popular following, it is a really great business model because the costs are low. Because they're not real. Also, you may soon be asking if those VR AR glasses are prescriptioned. Meta is moving full steam ahead on its virtual reality, alternate reality ambitions and confirmed that it acquired LuxXL, a Dutch smart eyewear company that uses 3D printing to make prescription smart lenses. That sounds complex and very cool. And lastly, for all those food influencers out there, it just became easier to live stream that tuna casserole. Samsung's new Bespoke AI oven can automatically detect 80 dishes and recommend cooking temperatures for them, and it has a camera that can live stream to social media. This after we spoke just last week about the company's new fridge that has a basically 3-foot screen that you can watch TikToks on. Like I said last week, necessary? Absolutely not. Cool? Probably for about 10 minutes. All right, let's take a minute to talk about what's happening with wage growth. So back in April, Mark and Zach actually wrote a great story about something called inflationary psychology and how the perceived need for a higher salary and for higher prices to withstand future inflation itself leads to higher prices and higher salaries. And with hourly wages growing at some of the fastest rates on record in the last couple months, partly to keep up with 40-year high inflation that we're having, this story is just relevant as ever, and we wrote about it in today's newsletter. So per the Wall Street Journal, citing data from the Atlanta Fed, wages for workers who stayed at their jobs were up 5.5% in November from a year earlier. It's the highest increase in 25 years of record keeping, and employees who changed companies saw even greater wage gains of 7.7%. Now, that sounds good on one hand, right? More wages, more money, great. But it's not normal, and it's also a key driver in this wild, wacky cycle of inflation that we're in. So consider these few things. We're in a tight, competitive labor market right now that saw 10.3 million job openings in October, compared to 6.1 million unemployed Americans. So that's contributing to wage growth, too. People are in high demand. There's more job openings than there are people who need jobs. And the people are also happy to leave their current jobs to ones that offer higher pay. 4 in 10 workers would consider getting a job elsewhere if it meant just a 10% raise, according to a recent survey from employment agency Robert Half. So companies that need bodies and talent have to lure it with higher wages. And companies that want to retain that talent also have to do so by offering higher wages. And to account for all these wage increases, companies tend to pass costs to consumers through higher prices. And those prices impact consumers' cost of living and pressure them to seek higher wages for themselves. And the cycle keeps on moving. Obviously, there are lots of other major factors that contribute to inflation: the pandemic, supply chains, war in Ukraine, for instance, but still very interesting. And it's also interesting to note that even through this wage growth cycle, with inflation at 7.1% of the 12 months ending in November, real private sector wages actually declined by 1.9% because inflation is so high. So just an interesting thing to note. Okay, and lastly, a fun story about some rich pets. I really don't know how else to describe it. So Juliet, who is not here today, has a cat that a lot of times actually joins her on the screen while we are recording this podcast. It's a cute, friendly cat, but apparently it's also an entitled cat. She said that her cat screams for food every morning at 6:30 a.m., despite knowing full well that breakfast is at 8 a.m., and despite the fact that her cat generates, as she said, absolutely no income. So Taylor Swift's cat, on the other hand, is reportedly worth some $97 million. It's named Olivia Benson. That's how it's known. And it's the second richest cat per All About Cats pet rich list, which came out and we thought was very interesting. But first, enough about all these rich cats. How do pets get rich in the first place? And the answer is, like any of us, through hard work or wealthy parents. And we'll get to that. Brand endorsements is one way. Olivia has appeared in commercials for Diet Coke, as well as Swift's music videos. Appearances are another way. Humans and pets alike appear at fan conventions. This year at CatCon, there were meet and greets with Instagram famous cats. Merchandise is another way. The late Grumpy Cat, as you might know for its memeified face, has a worth that is unknown, but it's estimated brought in millions and millions of dollars through appearances and merch for its owners. There's also sponsored social posts. Lonnie Edwards, founder of The Dog Agency, for instance, told Vox that pets with more than 100,000 followers can net a few hundred bucks per post, and those with millions can score as much as $15,000 per post. And then, of course, there's inheritance. So some celebrities, including Oprah Winfrey, reportedly, have placed hefty sums in trusts to ensure their pets will be cared for after their deaths. And if you're interested, in 2019, Zach actually took a deep dive into the world of trust funds for pets and how a small but growing number of Americans are leaving inheritances to their pets. We link to the story in today's email. Highly recommend you read it. It is a good one. All right, that's going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, you can go sign up at thehustle.co/email. Welcome to 2023. Hope you have a terrific Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, I got a great podcast to tell you about. It's called Truth, Lies, and Work, and it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On this show, you can join husband and wife team Al and Leanne Elliott as they dispel myths, impart wisdom, and answer all your questions about finding, keeping, and motivating great people. They actually just did an episode with John Smith, who is the manager and agent of famous Argentinian soccer player Diego Maradona. He talks about in this episode how he was able to manage the global superstar, athlete, celebrity that Maradona is and was. It's a great listen. You better get out there and check it out. And you can listen to Truth, Lies, and Work wherever you get your podcasts.